A 9,300-man Union cavalry force under General Philip A. Sheridan, on a raid to destroy parts of the Virginia Central Railroad, camped a few miles east on June 10, 1864. The next morning, General Wesley Merritt's brigade, followed by Colonel Thomas C. Devin's brigade, moved out of their camps near the Buckchiles and Woolfolk farms about 5 a.m. With General Alfred T.A. Torbett in personal command, the troopers marched southwest along the Fredericksburg Stage Road toward Trevilian Station. Pickets of the 4th South Carolina Cavalry of General Matthew C. Butler's brigade at Bibb's Crossroad surprised Merritt's troopers and fired the first shots of the main battle. Merritt and Devin immediately deployed their men into line of battle, and Colonel J. Irwin Gregg's brigade, with three batteries of horse artillery, came up in support. Butler deployed his own troopers as well as the Georgians of Colonel Gilbert J. Wright's brigade, and a heavy dismounted engagement developed along the Fredericksburg Stage Road. Continue south on Route 613 Oakland Road toward Trevilian Station. Approximately 2 miles from Bibb's Crossroad at Oakland, and just beyond Wayland Church, there is an abandoned house on the left. Carefully turn in the driveway and park at the crest of the hill. There is not much of a turnaround spot. This property is owned by Trevilian Station Battlefield Foundation and is a future marker and stop site. This is the approximate stop of Hampton's Charge and Hart's Battery. Facing the direction from which you just arrived, the Poindexter House is several hundred yards across the road and in the woods to your left.